I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Chris is on the phone with us, and today he wants us to call a girl named Liz. Shocking as to why she's not calling him back, he took her to a funeral on their first date. And if that's not bad enough, it gets even better. He didn't even tell her he was taking her to a funeral. He said he was busy and he forgot to give her the details of the first date. They just showed up at the funeral home and bam, all of a sudden she's at somebody's funeral that she's never met. Apparently it was his best friend's grandmother's funeral. Oh, no. And they hung out there and then went out to eat after. He said everything seemed fine after the funeral and while they were eating breakfast or brunch or whatever you do after funerals, I don't know. And she hasn't called him ever since. So we're about to get her on the phone and find out what could have possibly gone wrong on a first date to a funeral. Chris?
Yes.
Are you ready to make your phone call, sir?
I'm ready. You make it sound so much worse than it is.
It's not. That is exactly how bad it is, Chris. I don't think... Do you not pick up on, like, normal social behavior?
I mean, like I said, it wasn't my fault. I didn't mean to not tell her. Okay? Yeah. I mean, I got busy at work, and I didn't tell her all the details, and I kind of screwed myself.
All right, well, let's see if we can help save face in a second date update right now. All right.
I appreciate it.
Here we go. I'm going to dial their phone number.
Hello?
Hi, is Liz there?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Liz, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show that you hopefully have heard of.
I'm sorry, I don't listen to the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, we're sort of like a podcast, except on the radio. Yeah. I'm calling you today, though, because one of our listeners actually sent us an email asking if we could get a hold of you.
What? Somebody sent you an email about who?
Yeah, it's a guy named Chris that you recently went out on a date with.
Yeah. I don't blame
you. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why. Chris told us about your date. It sounds like you two shared a very special moment.
Oh my gosh.
So you know what happened?
Yeah, we do. We talked to Chris actually. He's feeling kind of embarrassed that he took you to a funeral on your first date. And that's why he asked us to get you on the phone.
I mean, he probably should feel embarrassed.
Is that the first funeral date you've ever been on?
Of course.
That's not the question I was thinking, but okay.
I've been to funerals, not on a date, though.
What was going through your mind when he picked you up and took you to a funeral?
First of all, I was really confused. I didn't know we were actually going to a funeral until we pulled up to the funeral.
Did your heart sink? Like, I would feel horrible.
No, I thought it was a joke. Like, I thought he was pranking me. I was like, okay, is this legit? So we got out of the car and we're walking in and I was like, oh my God, we're really doing this.
So... is it the funeral? Is that why you're not calling him back? I mean, I don't know another reason why you wouldn't call a guy back if he took you to a funeral.
Do you need another reason?
You know, I actually felt really bad for him at the start of the funeral. He looked like he was really sad, and he knew the lady. And
do you think that he, like, took you just because maybe he needed some emotional support or something?
Maybe, but don't you, like, call your best friend for emotional support? Yeah.
Well, apparently it was his best friend's funeral, or his best friend's grandma's funeral, so he was already there.
Here's the deal, though. I never met his best friend.
What? Oh, you didn't?
No, like, we were there, and I never met his best friend.
Well, I mean, I could see, like, his best friend was probably busy. If his grandmother just died, maybe he was, you know, with his other family and things.
Right. No, like, I get that. I mean, you gotta feel bad for the guy. But there were other weird people and things there. Like, it didn't seem right.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, you thought, okay, I felt bad for the guy, right? But I feel like maybe he was setting me up to feel bad for him.
Setting you up? How?
I don't know. Like, I met people there, and they didn't seem like they really knew who he was.
What? That's weird.
What do you mean? He was just walking up to people, introducing himself. They're like, who are you?
Yeah, and he was like, hey, you know, here's this, you know, my best friend's uncle. And I was like, oh, nice to meet you. And I feel like the uncle guy didn't know who he was.
He said you guys actually went out after the funeral. Did you just want to leave? I would have just left.
Breakfast was fine, but here's the weird thing. He kept pushing me to go back to his place, and he was like, I'd really love it if you were there. Like, I really just need comfort right now.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like,
oh, man.
Nice.
So yeah. He was trying to use the emotional state he was in after the funeral as a way to get you back to his house.
I feel like that's what was happening. I feel like he was being sleazy about it and just trying to get me to go back to his place for comfort.
That is disgusting. What did you say to him?
I didn't go.
Yeah. Good choice.
But taking a date and thinking about it, I'm just thinking, what if it was a scam? Like, what if this guy does this to other girls? And it's his, like, this is his thing.
Yeah, that's actually a genius move. I'll have to write that down and put that in my notes. You know, I do know a way that we can find out, Liz.
How?
Well, he's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Chris.
Oh, my God, Liz, I cannot believe that you would think I was scamming you.
How? Are you seriously on the phone right now?
Yes, he is.
Listening to everything that I said?
Yes, I did. And I cannot believe you would say that.
But, like, who takes a girl to a funeral on the first date?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do it, okay? I mean, I just...
If you didn't need to do it, then we could have rescheduled.
Yeah, I mean, like I told these guys, I mean, I was so busy, you know, and I just wanted to spend time with you. And I'm so sorry that I forgot to tell you that that's where we were going. I mean, I cannot apologize anymore. I feel horrible about it.
Thanks, but I feel
worse that you would think that I did that on purpose.
What am I supposed to think? I have, like, we met your friend's uncle, and he didn't even know you?
Oh, man, he's a total drunk, and I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of starting to believe Liz's story.
I don't know what to believe.
What do you mean? No.
She said that you used it as a way to get her back to your house, man.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, she never came back to my place.
Well, yeah, because you were pressuring me the entire time at breakfast.
No, I thought you were trying to, like, give me a sign for, like, emotional support.
Oh, that sounds really? Like such a load of crap, Chris.
Nice.
It really does.
No, but for real, because that's why I wanted you to call her, because I really felt that we actually had a connection.
No, Chris, this is your little window of honesty. You can take it. Did you actually know that grandma?
Absolutely. Oh, my God, yes.
How am I supposed to know that? Like, how am I even supposed to know if you know her? Like, how many people have you done this to? Or if it's a real thing? I met you online. Like, how am I supposed to believe you?
Oh, my God, Liz, come on now. I thought that you had a caring heart. And I thought that what we changed was real.
I do have a caring heart.
And I'm offended that you think that I would do this on purpose. And that this is fake? Are you kidding? I can show you pictures of me and his grandmother, okay? I grew up eating, like, Italian food from her.
You know, I get it. I'm sorry that she passed away. I am. But still, like, it's not the thing to do.
Come on, Liz, you know me better than that.
No, I don't. I went on one date with you. I do not know you better than that.
Yeah, but we've been talking for over 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
You should be able to trust anybody with anything after 2 weeks. Liz, would you like to go on a second date with Chris? We'll pay for it.
No, I would not.
Yeah,
what if he gives you proof? What if he gives you picture proof that that's his friend's grandma?
Yeah.
I'm still not into it.
And even if he can't prove it was his grandma, he was still trying to bed a girl at the end of a funeral, which is just...
No, that was not me. That was her. I felt like she was trying to support.
Liz, what if he supplies a death certificate? Signed?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No?
Oh, my God.
Still not going to do it?
Stick with your gut, Liz.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.